Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about the appraiser. Who are these people? What do they do?
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're talking about getting over the hurdles of the second tier of negotiating in a real estate transaction. Once the buyer's had their due diligence period and they've discovered something that didn't sit well with them, there's still one other possibility, and that's the appraiser could put a little wedge into the transaction with their information when they turn in the appraisal.
Now, that is a touchy one, because as the appraiser appraises a particular value, the lender is going to premise the amount that they would lend off of that opinion of value, not necessarily a higher offer and accepted purchase price.
That's right. So really, the appraiser's been hired to verify that there is sufficient collateral for that transaction. People are always surprised when the appraisal comes in right at the sales price. It's not the market value. It's whether there's sufficient collateral.
Exactly.
And he or she is saying, yes, there is. There can be conditions on that appraisal. So the appraisal could come in lower, could come in higher, or could come in with terms or conditions under which the lender should loan or not loan, given that information.
I'd be willing to bet that the appraisal will not come in much higher than the contract price, the offer and acceptance price. Why would an appraiser necessarily be at risk in offering a higher valuation, given that if they're inconsistent, it gets reviewed by another appraiser? If you get too many reviews, you're no longer invited to be an appraiser.
You sure don't see it very often. I have seen a couple in the last 6 months. It's an appreciating market, so it'll be interesting to see what happens next. But I want to note that the appraiser has more influence because they are also an inspector on behalf of the lender when they're on the property.
Right. It's the eyes of the lender taking a look at the property through technically proficient eyes and then attempting to evaluate the property based upon what they see, including the defects that they observe.
Especially those, because again, it's collateral for 30-year financing possibly. And if you need it to last 30 years, there's things like a continuous poured foundation, a decent roof, electrical that's not a hazard. Those things they will eyeball the house for as well.
Exactly. It's an interesting process. And how do I deal then with a low appraisal? Well, you can whine and snivel. That generally doesn't work. But there could be a review appraiser that would take a look at the appraisal. The best thing to do is offer new and better information to the appraiser that did the appraisal.
And lean into your realtor to do that on your behalf. They should have market data that can help. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.